This is the funniest thing to me. Sean Salisbury coming up. Maybe the best interview, maybe the best football interview that we have every week. And I'm going to shut up because this is the time for your chance to win $1,000.
Text the word truck to 72881. That's T-R-U-C-K, truck. 1,000 on the 30s. We're the only station in the city talking Chiefs, playoffs, and giving you 12 different chances to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. It pays to listen to the largest sports radio company in the world. Message and data rates may apply. Again, text the word truck, T-R-U-C-K, to 72881. Your next chance to win is 1 hour away, 1:30 right here on Show and Vern. Again, text the word truck to 72881. Now, what do you love?
I'll move off of it. This is a good move. This is a good move for you. I'll move off of it. I've learned. Like I said, this is probably on our show our best football interview of the week, and I really enjoy listening to Sean Salisbury. You can hear the experience, and he never holds back. Sean, you let me down, though. Last week, I was pleading for you and the Texans to beat the Colts so the Chiefs don't have to see the Colts, because that's the team that the Chiefs could have faced it out. I didn't want to see – that was the team I wanted to see the least. And so just let us know, what are the Chiefs dealing with? You watched them up close and personal for the third time last week. What was it that made them so dominant in that game against the Texans?
And I'll tell you that I had picked the Colts, and I think I did on your show, but I had picked the Colts to beat the Texans. I think they're a better team. And we're playing much better football and more explosive football, and it bore itself out. It really was dominant football. You know, and the truth is, Luck did not have to be masterful or dominate the game to beat them last week. I think a couple things stuck out was there was confusion on what they did to Deshaun Watson, and he had it was his worst, and he doesn't have many bad games, but it was his worst passing game that I've seen him in since he's been here, as far as four quarters and been in it. He was off last week. He missed some throws that he'd normally make with his eyes closed. And, you know, at times the Colts defense made it look like man and played zone, and there was some confusion. And they haven't been explosive all year for the most part anyway, and they ran into a team that can match them throw for throw and play for play. And the line of scrimmage, I think, okay, the punter for the Texans was better, but there was no phase of the game, the quarterback position, the running back, the wide receiver position, the front seven, and the back end. The Colts won every category. When you do that, you're not going to win many games for the Texans. The team's coming to town with a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl and can win it this year if people aren't careful. Who can match Patrick throw for throw. Now, they don't have the weapons Mahomes has. Nobody does, other than maybe the Saints. Rams are kind of close, but and Patrick can make the throws. But Luck can, you know, if the game's close or even if he's behind, he keep minute. And they're running the ball pretty well. For me, the biggest key for you guys in the game is you got to get a few stops when you don't expect it. And if Andrew Luck's jersey's clean, and it was last week, another thing, no sacks, barely pressured him. If his jersey's clean, it's going to be rough on the Chiefs' defense this week. So they've got to come up with something, whether it's confusion for the five guys up front, because they protect the quarterback well, man. So they just dominated the Texans in every phase. Obviously, the Chiefs are a far better team than the Texans, in my mind, and far better weapons than the team they're getting ready to play in the Colts. But Andrew Luck's the great equalizer, and I think the Colts' defense is underrated. I do. I think they've done a hell of a job. It's going to be up to the Chiefs' defense, incumbent upon them, to get a few stops maybe when we don't think they can, and make Andrew Luck hit the ground a few times. It's going to have to happen, or this is going to be one hell of a football game, and defenses are going to have a hard time stopping either quarterback.
Sean, you had just spoken about Deshaun Watson, and that was really, to me, the most surprising thing to me is he seemed to be one of the most experienced quarterbacks we've ever seen coming into the league, and he looked lost at times. They seemed to confuse him. Is there any reason that Chiefs fans should be concerned that the Colts can make Patrick look that way?
Well, I think you're concerned because he's young. But I don't know if there's a better coach in the league right now. And Deshaun did. It was the first time I've seen him, guys, since college. Even if he never looked overwhelmed. I said, well, not since any time. Maybe since the opening game when he played the opening half of his rookie year. I don't know. Where he looked overwhelmed at times, which forced him to be inaccurate mechanics and doing some things and hurried. Sometimes, when he's urgent, he's great. And when he's sudden, he's great. He looked hurried, and there's a difference from the quarterback position. So do I think they can? Yeah, there's some things. I don't think that Patrick's, maybe a play or two. Andy Reid's the best, one of the best in the league, at allowing his quarterback pre-snap read to understand what he wants to do with the football, whether it's man or zone. Now, like I said, the Colts a couple times ran across in formation with the running, and we're always – as quarterbacks, when they run across formation with you in motion, it's usually man. Well, they ran across formation, motion, lineup, and it was zone. So it's not only pre-snap. Patrick's got to be extremely aware of the post-snap read as well. A lot of times quarterbacks that are new in the league, and he's so friggin' gifted with so many weapons, you'll see the pre-snap, Andy will put him in position, whether it's the double cadence that you see or a motion or a shift, and it'll say, okay, it looks like too deep. And you'll have your two deep beater in your head, and you'll say, okay, we're running the pump seam or the bender to Kelsey. And then all of a sudden when the ball snapped, they'll run to a single high safety and take the middle of the field away, which the seam that the tight end would have to stay up the seam as opposed to bend it towards the safety because you're running into trouble. Things like that, or they're off cover, and then they roll up at the last second, you're trying to throw a hitch. So his post-snap read is going to have to – he's going to have to get through the entire thing, pre-snap and post-snap. And the Colts are really – the linebackers that run, they'll put a little pressure on you up front, decent, the safety position. They still got upgraded corner. If Patrick's protected and seeing post-snap read, he's going to deliver the ball. I mean, that's and make some throws. There's no question. That's the one thing you can tell about both these corners. They will make plenty of plays in the game. But you can't get caught up in, oh, okay, pre-snap tells me too deep, and then all of a sudden, and it's zoned. Then all of a sudden they're playing single high safety, and they're blitzing off the back slot. You take your head off it. And your back's on a free release, and you get hit in the back of the head, like you saw Tua take his head off on a corner cat blitz. Yeah. And if he hits his back out in the flat, the back go hits his head on the goalpost and score. He didn't read post snap; he read pre snap. Before you know it, he gets hit in the back. The ball's on the grass. So Patrick's got to be alert for that and be able to get through his progression because the Colts are not going to. They're going to do everything they can not to let him go man, because then he'll deliver it or zone. You're going to see a steady diet of change-up pitch this week. You won't just see fastball the whole time.
Former NFL quarterback Sean Salisbury joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. Let me know if I'm crazy with this because, look, I understand the finality of the postseason, win or go home, but when Patrick Mahomes steps on that field, Arrowhead, 3:30, he's been in that scenario. He's been in that environment before.
Oh, God.
I said earlier this week that when the bullets are flying, when the game's underway, he'll feel less uneasiness and less pressure in that environment coming up on Saturday than he did in New England and in Los Angeles during the regular season. Is that stupid?
Yes.
I don't know if stupid is what I call it. I understand where you're coming from. But when you say he's been in this environment, he's been in the environment at home. But let's take Deshaun Watson, for instance. That environment, he played in the national title game and playoff tournament where he was on a big stage and against Alabama twice and was on that big stage and came here and it was a little different and they were at home. And I'm not going to – I mean, Watson and Mahomes both great players, but this is different because if you look at it, and he's played big games this year, and I think Mahomes is going to handle it well. But going into New England is difficult. I mean, that's as difficult as it gets. They're 8-0, and they're not even as gifted as they've been. Or going into Los Angeles, but this is the playoffs. This is different. I think Mahomes, regardless of the situation, I think Mahomes is suited to handle it because he's who he is, and he's a great talent, and I think he's a poised football player. But I can tell you this: there'll be guys that are going to want to be choking on their own spit and throwing up on both teams in that damn locker room before they go out there. How you handle it? The team that adjusts and settles in quickly will have a tremendous advantage. And the truth of the matter is, if we're really getting to the deep, hard, cold facts of it, Mahomes has never been in a situation like this, regular season this year. He didn't at Texas Tech. He never saw this. They didn't ever play in a game like this. So this is you never played in one of these. Texas Tech 5-6, 6-5. He's putting up monster numbers. But significant games were like, oh my gosh, they're all significant when you're playing. But I'm talking about on how we perceive it as a national, the national picture. Yeah, this is bigger. It's the playoffs. It's different, man. Preseason to regular season to December, December to the playoffs. It's different. New England's different. Yeah, so that helps. And he's been in an environment at home and having home. Now, if you're telling me he's going back to New England this week, or they were going to Indianapolis, I think he'd still be suited, but it's different. But he's at home, and he's got that home cooking. But I can tell you this, the intensity's different. You grip the ball a little harder. But see, the difference between guys like me and Mahomes is he's a freak and he's special. And so I think he's going to handle it well. But regardless that he's played New England in September, October, whatever that was, the playoffs are different. And we knew in October it's not single elimination or September. This is. So win or go home does add a little more pressure. Nick Foles doesn't play very well when there's nothing on the line. When something's on the line, Nick Foles elevates his play. He's got that DNA in his gene, so you see him, he looks different. I think Mahomes has that gene, and I can't wait to find out this weekend. I love Mahomes. I love this football team. You guys know how I feel about him. But it is different. It's different if you haven't seen it before, and this is his first taste of it as a starter, because he didn't start in that game in the playoffs last year.
Sean, always great having you on. We love your insight, and we needed this experience at the playoffs from you. I appreciate you stepping on with us.
No problem. Good luck. Have a blast. It's going to be a great sight this weekend and two great quarterbacks. Have fun, guys. We'll talk to you.
All right, thanks. Sean Salisbury, always great, always great. Someone texted in just now from the Protein House, Eat With A Purpose text line. Thanks, guys, for that interview. Somehow I even feel worse about this game. Someone said he's making the Colts look like the 85 Bears defense. Is he?